As the city began to heal from the riots of Monday night, the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra put on a free lunchtime concert today on the plaza in front of the Meyerhoff Symphony Hall. WIPR's Joel McCord reports the musicians said it was what they could do to help the healing.
This is the ultimate, hey kids, let's put on a show moment. Michael Lisicki, an oboist and chair of the orchestra's players committee, was sitting in a coffee shop in Fells Point Tuesday, stewing about the violence that has racked Baltimore since the death in police custody of Freddie Gray more than a week ago.
We're sitting in a coffee shop thinking, what do you do? What do we do? How do we, you're sitting around and seeing what's going on. I live down there. It's been really hard.
And then it came to him, a concert. I mean, what else do musicians do? He got on the phone, got online, started firing off emails to orchestra members. Can we get together at noon tomorrow? Ellen Pendleton Troyer, one of the violinists, said she just found out last night, but managed to make the concert. It was something she could do.
I think music is a healing thing, and if, you know, we do what we can, we're all doing what we can. Those of us who are helping to clean up. This is the way we're cleaning up. We're helping to heal people's souls.
Lisicki said he had no idea how many musicians would show.
I thought this was going to be a trio. I thought we were going to be three people sitting outside here in the Meyerhoff playing for maybe like 12 people. And if that's what happened, we reached out to 12 people, that's great.
Instead, somewhere between 30 and 40 musicians showed up to perform. Well, they weren't really sure what they were going to perform.
None of this was rehearsed. We were pulling music out an hour ago, thinking whether it was appropriate or not. None of this. This was just a little idea.
And the crowd turned out as well. The plaza was packed with people enjoying the music. There was Daniel Jones from East Baltimore.
Well, I'm a fan of classical music, so this is actually an opportunity for me to go see it without paying for it.
He said the concert would bring some light to an otherwise dark time in the city.
Well, yeah, music does a lot. Music actually helps you channel your feelings, what you have. I believe you keep music inside the schools as long with recreational activities. It probably wouldn't even had the situation that you had yesterday. It probably would never went down.
And Charles Cooper, who lives nearby in Bolton Hill.
Music is the food that feeds the soul. So what better way to bring people together, you know, with song and music and just having a good time fellowshipping with everybody. And, you know, we need this.
Not only does music feed the soul, said trombonist Aaron Levere, it covers everything.
Imagine watching a movie without music. Imagine driving in your car without music. And so this is the one thing that I think pulls communities together. I think it's important to share this with, basically everybody in the community, bring them together.
So they pulled out music they've played, but maybe not lately. Handel's Fireworks and Water Music, Bach's Air on the G-String, the finale to Beethoven's Second Symphony, and this little ditty that you have to play in Baltimore. I'm Joel McCord, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.